will give us some idea of what's going to happen in the next four. And like I said, the money's earmarked to each utility right now, so if we get through the first one or two and they have excess, then that money could be freed up. We could start a conversation about the water. I just don't want to give false hope.
Right, right.
We've covered the electric side. I can't do much about the water right now. So just to put the numbers in perspective, the gross capital costs we're projecting for your projects is about $640,000. That's for the collection units, changing out all the meters, includes the installation of the meters, some reserve contingency money, the project management, some money, because you're going to find when you go changing out people's meters, you quite often find the meter cabinet itself is rusted or things are wrong, you got to replace it. So we put some reserves in for that. The state grant, it worked out to like 47.8% reimbursement. We asked for 50 and couldn't quite get there. So your share is $312,000, which gets the net cost down to $329,500, somewhere in that range. And that, included in that number, are some components that you have control over. So a lot of it's hardware, that's the price, that's what a Clara charges. But the meter installation, we've made some estimates of what it's going to cost to change the meters out. And it's based on what other Eclaira customers have paid contractors. So if you were to use Orleans, Line Cruise, or work an arrangement with Linden or something like that, there may be, using internal crews, it may be a cheaper installation there. We set this up so that we knew that the state grant was reimbursable. So we were going to need working capital because we have to pay the contractors, send the invoice to the state, and get the money back. So we went and borrowed $4 million on VEPSA's books for working capital. But we negotiated with Community National Bank that it's convertible. So if any of the member utilities want us to finance the project for them, so no money out of pocket, you pay monthly, we can take that loan that Community National gave us and use it to finance. So it would turn into a 10-year loan on your behalf. Our interest rate's 5.28%. That's locked in. It's not changing. Unless interest rates go down, we decide to refinance. But we know that's the cap. And if you were to ask us to do that, Barton's case, it would be roughly a $43,000 annual payment. And then the O&M side, ongoing software costs and operating costs for the cell phone or fiber or whatever you're going to use to get the communications, that's estimated about $20,000 a year. The spreadsheet I gave you breaks that all out. Shows you what the cost for each component of the system is, what the grant is. That block, the pink block at the bottom, is kind of separated. It's funky because the first year of operating costs are actually part of the project. So we can treat it like a capital cost to get reimbursed under the grant. But that $15,000 is ongoing. So the first year is included in the project, years two beyond are not.
So is it $43,300 a year plus $20,000 for operating and maintenance?
Correct. For the first 10 years. So the capital loan would be $43,000 per year for 10 years. And then the operating costs are roughly $20,000. So total cost would be $58,000 a year.
We don't have the breakdown of what the savings would be, right?
What the, I'm sorry?
Savings.
Savings. Well, I didn't bring that tonight, no.
I
well, we have a contract with Orleans to do meter reading. And if we didn't have that anymore, this would be paid for by that, not having a meter reader. So.
Yeah. Except for, you know, the 2% or something that doesn't,
right,
doesn't choose, but it's not really a significant amount of man hours, I would think.
Right.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, the operating costs are, looks a little weird because the software, we were able to get Clara to lock the price for 5 years on the software, so it's flat, and then there's a limit on how much they can raise it after that. The backhaul, which is really your cell phone or your fiber costs, they agreed to lock it for 3 years, and then they can escalate. And this monitoring, one of the things we required in our contract is making sure the software is patched and up to date. That's all on Bell. Some of the other utilities that had on-premise, they actually bought a server and have the software installed locally. They found out on the back end that they're responsible for any cost to upgrade the software. So if they have to hire IT consultants, that's... Well, Claire is responsible for making sure it stays up to date.
Good.
And I've put in an estimate of, this is a project on VEPSA's books, so we take a part of our budget and allocate it to each project, and then put an estimate in here. We expect this, our staff time to maintain this over time is roughly $5,000 is what I'm thinking your share would be. That's how I get to the
20,000 O&M.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Do you have to answer any questions? Like I say, you've got a few months to think about it. If you want me to come back, if you have any other information you want, just let me know.
Is this something that you hope to put out to the public? Or is just this just a decision that then because they have the opportunity to opt out, or because I think informational meetings would be very helpful for people to understand?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. I don't think we have to pass a vote on it. I think it's in our hands to decide. But
yeah.
I do think that we need to have, you know, communication about it and education. How soon would your flyers and stuff, you would have for us to say, yes, we're going to do it before that public knowledge information goes out, or are you doing it beforehand?
We've, up until now, we've done it after the utility signed, well, because most of them signed on, you know, three years ago.
Yeah.
So we had some discussions at public meetings, at commission meetings. We didn't go to the full-blown, like, stakeholder presentations and workshops, mm-hmm, and that sort of thing.
Yep.
If that's important, we're happy to do it.
Well, I'm thinking what we could do is we could have you attend a meeting before, obviously, April. We would warn it, but we could also advertise that, you know, this is what we're thinking of doing. This is what we've been...
Will it increase the rates?
So I put on the bottom here, we'll walk on the right-hand side, that if you assume no benefits at all based on your revenue from the 2023 audit, it would be a 2% rate impact if you get no benefits at all from the project. So that's a typical for what we're seeing in the range. If you assume no benefits, a 2% increase. If you assume the benefits that we projected when we laid this out, it's like a 2 to 3% decrease in rates, depending on how much of that actually comes to fruition.
And when you say assume, that means sign on with the AMI.
Sign on with the AMI.
To agree to the project?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you install the project and you say, well, we're going to have $60,000 of costs and no benefits whatsoever, we don't save anything, then it could raise rates 2%. If you actually look at the meter reader savings, load forecasting, which you'll save on the power costs, budget being more accurate in that, we're projecting that you actually could see a 2 to 3% rate decrease as a result of the efficiencies that you gain from this. So reality is going to be somewhere in between.
Yeah.
So it's likely, break even or a little bit
better.
Because
that's what they're going to want to know.
Yeah, no doubt. What do you think, Marilyn?
I mean, I think before we actually, I mean, Chipper's not here. He's heard it. I mean, we had that joint meeting in Orleans with it. Mm-hmm. Last spring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about a
yeah.
year ago.
Yeah. So he's aware of it.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the back pages of all this, mm-hmm. and it really is really an asset that pays for itself really pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that the general public would be able to, because Jackie did a lot of work with this, and there's a lot to it.
No, not you.
So it's how, how much do we want to get into the weeds with it? I mean, we want to make it pretty simple.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just looking at this without anything and just saying, I know what it costs for a meter reader for the year,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at this, and this is cheaper than that.
The $63,000 is cheaper
yes.
than that?
Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But I absolutely don't have any qualm of letting people know that,
mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. they should know. I don't want to say, we're getting AMI and our rates are going to go up, but I don't know how to get something across to them that's kind of not real detailed, but just saying, mm-hmm. this is what it's going to do.
And how do you tell them that it's going to be a savings to the village or without giving them that savings?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they're going to look for a decrease of some sort instead of it.
Right. Or a
decreasing internally.
A rate increase not happening for X amount of years.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I get that.
Yeah, and that's the type of thing you can't really commit to.
It's no, you can't, because it could change. Right. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Yeah. I mean, the distribution maintenance contact flow through us, so I have an idea of what that number is. And if several hundred thousand dollars a year, and if you're able to use these meters and stop an on-call from having to roll, I mean, that one call can save you $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think
but you don't, it all depends on what you get for storms, and it'll change your year.
Okay.
Now, is this something that PUC is eventually going to require of all utilities?
So I don't want to pull, the club out, but...
I mean, is it coming? It's coming.
Well, at the end of this project, if you say no, you'll be the only utility in Vermont that does not have AMI. At that point, I think...
PUC is going to say, you got to do it.
When you go in for your next rate increase or IRP, you're going to start to get more and more scrutiny.
Makes sense.
So currently, right now, you're saying Orleans, Hardwick, Enosburg, Northfield, and Swanton have signed?
Yes.
Were those the...
Everyone except Barton.
So there's 11 of us.
Yeah.
So 10 Swanton, have signed.
Swanton, Enosburg, Johnson, Morrisville, Hardwick, Orleans,
Lindenville.
Linden, Northfield, Ludlow, and Jacksonville. I had to do the map.
I'm impressed.
So here we are.
That helps, I think.
Mm-hmm.
that statement right there.
That's why I asked. I'm like, is this coming down the pike? But it's already here, it sounds like.
Right.
So.
Yep.
And it's and it might not be a cost savings rate in the very beginning, but eventually, well, if the meter reader alone, it is cost savings.
Right.
So it is.
Right.
That's part of the reason we wanted to float the loan, because we've set it up so that it should be cost neutral to you, and you don't have to raise capital. You don't have to deal with the bank issues if you don't want to. I know Hardwick is, you know, they signed the contract, but they were clear with me. They're like, okay, we're going to talk to the bank in 6 months when we actually do this and see what the rate is. And if they can get it cheaper, they'll do their own. If they can't, they'll use us.
And that's fine, because you're locked in unless you refinance and it goes lower.
Right. We know it. We're the cap.
Yep.
And if you can beat it, terrific.
Why not? Good to know.
Now, like VEC and Green Mountain and Burlington Electric, they've had these, I think you said, what, 2009? Was
it? Yep. I think the last one went live 2012. So they're 12.
So they're almost at their
recent. Yeah, Burlington's actually, right now, they've put out an RFP to replace their system. Okay. They bought Itron, and Itron has gone through some, you know, the acquisitions and changed their product, and so they've, Burlington's had a little bit of a problem, so they've actually gone out for an RFP to decide, do they continue with Itron or do they do something else?
But they are 100% saying we're sticking with AMI and upgrading.
Oh, yeah, once you go, it's very hard to go back.
Yep.
Yeah, and VEC, Washington Electric is actually in the middle of an RFP right now because they have an old system, it's what they call power line carrier. So it actually doesn't use radio frequencies, it actually sends signals over your electric lines. Mm-hmm. Works really good for collecting usage information. You can't use it to control anything. So it can't give you like real-time tamper or voltage spikes or anything like that. And you can't use it to disconnect. So they're trying to find a system to replace that's actually based on radio so they can get the other functionality.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming and giving us this information, bringing it back to life, because it needs to happen. So we'll mark it for an agenda to discuss again. Let's not wait till April. No. February.
Before the end of the year, or do you want to do it in the spring?
Let's do probably not before the end of the year, because Chipper is our almighty hunter, and who knows when we're going to see him again.
There's got to be a season till the end of the year,
so,
right?
I'm thinking like February.
Visit in February?
Yeah, let's revisit this in February, and we shouldn't need you to come back, but we know how to get a hold of you if we do.
That information that Jackie Lemmerhart, I don't pronounce her name right, has done, I'm assuming must be in Barton office somewhere.
Yeah, I have a note down here, try to find it.
Okay.
Well, we've got it again. I'll send it to her tomorrow.
But it's very, it's real informative.
Is there anything available for inserts? For information,
there absolutely
something
could
kind
be.
Of like
yep.
yeah.
the
yep.
average Joe
yep.
could understand.
Yep, absolutely, we could work on that. Yep,
because it makes sense, mm-hmm. you know, and I think if presented right, just like how wonderful you guys did with the hydro, mm-hmm. I think it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, I mean, there won't be as much kerfuffle.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And those that have that feeling can choose to opt out. Hopefully they don't, but
yeah.
if they are mm-hmm. adamant about it, that's their choice.
I also liked how Ken said those who in the other areas that did opt out eventually came around
yeah.
to seeing the benefits. So that's
yeah.
good information too.
Yeah, maybe we could work on a flyer to go out with our statements February, or January even, mm-hmm. then when we meet in February, it'll be on the agenda. If people want to come and learn about it, they can, and then we'll make the decision to either go with it or not.
Maybe some bullet points for the girls in the office if somebody calls and asks, I don't go with this, what will it not do for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll have our communications person reach out to the Bureau, because we're putting together an FAQ based on mm-hmm. comments we've gotten from Swanton.
Oh, excellent.
So we may have some prepackaged things you guys can learn from.
Perfect.
And I just want to thank VEPSA for going out and getting this grant money.
Absolutely.
It make a big difference for all of us.
Yeah. Well, 11, well, 10, potentially 11 utilities.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Got to be right.
I'll see you in February, it sounds like.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it in February. Okay. A couple months before April. Get some information out in our billing in January.
Start the campaign early.
Start it, yeah.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ken.
Safe travels back. Okay, moving along. Flood updates.
Not too many. Just wanted to let everyone know the federal cost share for the 2023 storm, the summer one, has increased to 90%.
Mm-hmm.
And then I submitted my final project, the Category Z, which are the administrative costs for that. And I'm having my closeout meeting with them this week. So that particular storm and disaster, other than the hazard mitigation project that still has to go through the CRC for those catch basins on Main Street, is done.
Great.
What did your Category Z come up?
About $8,000. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And like I said, we'll be getting additional funds from the federal cost share as well. So I think we'll get close to almost 100% paid for on that between the Fed and the state. So,
right. Well, aren't we supposed to anyway? Wasn't the state picking up what the Fed's doing?
Yeah, but now the state's share is less, so they have more money to use in other projects.
So it was like, what, $121,000 for the whole project for 2023?
For just those roads. We had other costs, too, that we got reimbursed on pretty quickly.
Okay.
So we had...
This is what's left.
Yes. The Category Z is what's left. We already got paid for the road work that we did.
We got like $97,000.
Right.
Which is 75% of... Mm-hmm.
And then we had some equipment at the wastewater plant that was paid for. Mm-hmm. That happened really early on. We got that fast. We got payment for the drinking water that got trucked in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the when you opened up the shelter here.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those costs got paid for already. So
good.
Let's see here. What else?
Anything? What's going on with the 24 flood?
The DI has been submitted, the disaster inventory. Next step is the recovery scoping meeting, and that's where reps from FEMA, reps from the state come, and we all sit down and have a chat. That hasn't been scheduled yet.
Okay.
And then other than that, I think the only big thing is that we're going to go ahead and try to proceed with the Pageant Park culvert replacement next week. If weather holds.
Doing the project, you
doing
mean?
The actual
doing
project.
The actual work?
Yeah. Once we have confirmation from the contractor, we'll notify everybody. So we may have to do it in stages. Because
mm-hmm.
Like I said, there is a sewer line that runs through there. So we have to be pretty careful about how we proceed. And that's my only updates for the floods. And then, of course, the SBA...
Yep.
Extended their deadline. I included those fact sheets in here mm-hmm. in case anybody needed them.
And we haven't gotten any more recent applicants for buyouts or anything like that.
No.
That's still the same.
And they're not moving anyway until the INF is listed, but they did what.
Okay.
So that's that.
All right. Department operations.
Okay. Electric department, we're moving to New England Call Center on Friday. I know it says ASAP in here, but I didn't get confirmation until after it aired, sent this out.
So we're switching to them on Friday?
Yes.
And does Orleans or VEPSA or whoever you communicate with for who's running our department, are they aware of this?
Talk to John.
Okay, and does he know them? They're
yep.
good?
He knows, well, yes, this is Lindenville's. They use them there.
Oh, okay.
And this came about as a result of that meeting that I had in Lindenville
yep.
with Orleans.
Okay.
They recommended them. I looked into them, so, and John's aware that we're making this change.
Cool.
And then once I have the process finalized, I'll be handing that over so that everybody's on the same page.
You've got the new on-call schedule.
I
right?
did.
Okay.
Yep. I did.
I think it goes to the end of the year. Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wastewater department, Glover agreement. More sampling will have to be required to determine if the high strength BOD that we're seeing actually comes from Glover, because
mm-hmm.
if so, that kind of changes the agreement, because we have only, in our agreement, it states that we only accept a certain level from Glover. And if the high-strength user is in there, it kind of flip-flops who's actually doing the high-strength discharge. So we're going to start sampling. Our wastewater operator, Nate, is going to be, I think we're going to block out a month is what we've talked about,
mm-hmm.
and just go out random times during the day and just check over a month period at their main lift station over there just to see if that high-strength is coming from Glover. And if it is, when it comes through, we're trying to catch it again.
So we got it, and then we weren't getting it for a while, and now we're getting it
we
again?
We did intermittent sampling. It wasn't anything regular. It was only because we caught that white-looking liquid
mm-hmm.
coming through. We saw it come through twice, and we haven't seen it again. And it just so happened when we were sampling that did come through. So now we're just going to follow up to make sure if it's still coming through or not. We haven't seen it, but now we need to actually have real data.
Mm-hmm.
telling us whether or not it exists.
Okay.
The Hardwick facility tour.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if we actually had talked about any dates that you wanted to go or if you wanted to go at all.
No, I think we should go.
Okay.
I would like to avoid Tuesdays and Thursdays because those are
okay.
my office days at my actual job. So I don't know.
I know it takes time away from your jobs.
Need to go, but
For myself, if you guys can work it out and go, and if my schedule it works, then I would love to go. But
okay,
yeah. I know you said depending on the month too, time of month, like
building
wise,
and heading into the holidays.
Are.
This can even just happen at the beginning of the year if you want to wait, because, like I said, the project isn't moving forward anytime soon anyway. It's just so you can see an idea.
Yeah, let's wait till after the holidays and
okay.
see if we can set something up early January.
Sure.
I don't think I have anything. I know I don't have any trips planned. Yeah. Let's shoot for early January
okay.
after the holidays.
Okay.
And we can coordinate it. And
mm-hmm.
then if it works for them, you and our chipper, then we'll have it all go. If not, I will, and then we'll report out.
Okay.
Works for me. So early
yeah.
January.
And then this other bullet point, it kind of goes with wastewater, water, and electric. But myself, Amy, Emily, Julie, and Crystal, we all did a training.
Yep.
On El Dorado last week. And I'm pretty excited about it. I don't know about Amy, but yeah.
Yes. I think it's going to be a huge improvement.
Yeah, I agree.
And we're still looking at implementation when?
By the end of the year, but I don't know if that's going to happen. We really, really want it by the end of the year so we have like a clean break between the billing, or not the billing, but the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
They're still rolling it out in Jacksonville and working at the bugs right now. So, okay. And they don't want to be trying to onboard us while they're still doing that.
So are we next in line, or?
We are.
Oh, we are. Do you already have it? Orleans already has it? Mm-hmm.
Okay. They've had it for a while, right?
I knew that.
We've had it.
Knows.
Yeah.
I know.
Since I've been there, so 20 years, we've had El Dorado.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Huh. Where have I been? Cool.
All right, no new updates on the water department. I just left these two items on there because they are ongoing. The Vermont Bond Bank, we will be applying for that. That is due December 2nd. And then, of course, we need to make appointments to get into people's. There's a handful of residents that we haven't been able to enter the home to check the water meter. So we're still working on gaining access.
To make sure that they're working right?
Yes.
Are they meters that we don't think are working right?
I suspect they are not working right because they are not pulling any usage.
Hmm. But they're in homes that people are living
they're
in?
They're occupied, yes.
Okay. And so we've tried to get in and they're just not responding?
Yes. It's been tough trying to schedule some around, especially because Andy's going on vacation. So it's a combination of our staff time. And then people just not being responsive and letting us in.
Okay.
But we do have, it's in our ordinance, in our water ordinance, that we have every right. So, yep. I mean, if push comes to shove, we can.
Well, are we knocking on the doors and they're just not home, or?
Yes, and okay. We're trying to call to set up appointments for these people as well.
Okay. In the meantime, can we give them, are they not getting a bill, or are they just getting the?
They're paying the base charges.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not usage.
But we need to verify if there's any usage or not. It's possible they may be just using such little amount of water that, because it is billed per 1,000 gallons, that we're not seeing that. So,
but within a year's time,
right?
It should be some fluctuation.
Yeah, you would think so.
I would think so, especially if they're living year-round.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Gallons.
Okay.
Yep. Highway department. Let's see here. Salt sand shed. Tyler Billingsley he's the engineer. As a reminder, he's sending the RFP to Vermont Rural Development for review ahead of the bid phase. And so that'll be out by the end of the year, and we'll have their response after their review, and then hopefully get everything lined up for construction in the spring.
Okay.
The 2012 International that we spoke about at the last meeting, it's been rewired. Everything's working. It's pending inspection. The plate got damaged. The license plate got damaged. I ordered a new one. Hasn't arrived yet, but we expect the truck to pass inspection once that plate's been attached.
The license plate?
Yes.
Oh. I thought it was like a steel plate.
No, sorry. It's the license plate got damaged and it wouldn't pass, so we had
to
order a new one.
Oh, must be the floors rotted out or something.
No, nothing that dramatic. Definitely the license plate.
I'll add license to that.
Yep, sorry. I should have clarified.
So, foregoing any or big complications, mm-hmm. that's all it will take, and it'll mm-hmm. be up and running.
Mm-hmm. And there was nothing about it that wouldn't pass inspection. It was just the wiring issue. And of course, now we found out the plate, too, the license plate.
And you can put the sander on it?
We can put the sander on it, we can put the plow on it.
Oh, well, then that takes care of that.
Yep. Nice, neat solution.
My impression at the last meeting was that it might not be inspectable. Did I not get that right?
Because
of the wiring, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought there was a lot more to it.
No, he thought that maybe the electrical issue was going to be more extensive than it ended up being. And they were able to actually fix that in-house.
Perfect.
So.
Good.
Yep. And the plan is to use that truck.
Yes, that is the plan.
And
we will use that truck.
The two plow trucks,
yes.
More so than this pickup.
Right.
Okay. That works.
Nice.
Yeah, save them wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get that extra body.
I haven't listed it yet, but we will sell it. And I think Chipper said $2,000 for a minimum, which I think is more than fair.
I know. I think at the last meeting we said call the GM dealership and find out what it would be to buy a replacement and base your base your amount on that. Because mm-hmm. $2,000 is dirt cheap.
Yeah.
I wouldn't start it out.
Okay.
that low without finding out for sure.
I'll make a note to remind myself.
Okay.
And that's essentially it. ATV ordinance, if nobody has filed anything, so you're in the clear. Your ordinance is expected to...
We've gone through the date, the
I believe
necessary
so.
Days?
Yep. It's... Because you had approved it on... When was it, the 18th? Oh, we might not be there yet.
No, I don't think we're there. Yeah. Isn't it 30 days?
October, so you approved it at the meeting on the 14th. It got published in the paper on the 23rd, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
I think we have another week.
5, 6, 7. Yeah, we're just a few days shy. But.
Okay.
And that takes effect December something, was it?
Yeah, it'll be in December. It's 60 days after, so okay. December 13th would be the effective date. And that's all I have so far.
Okay. Other business. Hit on some of them. So in between the two meetings, Ed asked us about a birthday mm-hmm. celebration. Mm-hmm. That I know you said it was very short, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with the ad that you had created to put in the paper for the 23rd. So November 23rd from 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
We will do a little birthday anniversary celebration here with cake and refreshments. I'm going to go talk to somebody tomorrow or Thursday about ordering the cake, just probably a big sheet cake. We can get punch, you know, nothing fancy. We can make coffee, use that coffee maker. I can bring in coffee as well. So grab just a few balloons, mm-hmm. get some paper plates.
Do you want me to pick all that up?
Sure, if you don't mind, mm-hmm. that would be great. So that's happening. We'll get that advertised. Crystal's retirement party was postponed till spring due to the almighty hunting season. So we don't need to worry about that. That was supposed to be this weekend coming, and we were going to go. Just so that I don't know if you're aware or not, because it was kind of done via email, but I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware. I asked the girls to update the phone system mm-hmm. because when you called in, it still said, what was her name?
Kate Cran.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Kate Cran. And I guess after a bunch of finagling, you and Crystal were able to get it done.
Great.
Okay, so they're now current.
A lot of finagling.
Nice. Accurate.
We just had to talk to Happy. The lady's name was Happy.
Really? Mm-hmm.
But that's done. The school signs,
mm-hmm.
where are we with that?
I am looking for a third vendor just to make sure that I'm getting the right price. If you want me to proceed with the two that I have, the lowest price I found, I can. It's honestly,
what
I think
that
at this point,
again?
It was like $5,100.
Just do it.
One. Just do it.
Okay. It's been prolonged long enough. I think if you're not going to get a third estimate, you're not going to get it.
Yep, I'll do
so
it.
So I keep getting asked about it, and I know Chipper keeps getting asked about it, so let's just proceed with it.
All right.
The wiring's done,
mm-hmm.
correct?
It is.
So it's just a matter of getting those signs and putting them up.
Yep.
Okay. Let's
Got
do
it.
That. That'll make some people happy, and I'll stop hopefully getting asked. Cell phones, where are we with getting them for those employees that should either get a stipend or have the, what was it, FirstNet?
FirstNet, mm-hmm.
yeah. That fell off the wayside. I can bring it back up anytime and get proceed on it.
It needs to be brought up back up. So can you please move forward with that?
Yep.
What cell phones for?
So these are for employees that are currently using their own cell phone for taking pictures or, you know, sending their emails or they're getting their
if they're
getting
on
calls through it.
Through it.
So basically, they'll have a work phone or we'll pay them a, what did we say, $40 stipend?
That's what the FirstNet is. It's $40 a month, and it's a special program for emergency-type workers, which ours will are for plowing and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And then the cell phone themselves that you get are like 99 cents, but they are, mine's an iPhone 13 or something like that. There is just a really good program.
Is that program still going on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Okay. Yep. So, I mean, I don't see the two office ladies out front needing them per se, but
probably not with us going to AM. If we go to AMI in El Dorado, because won't they see the readings? I know Julie gets a lot of pictures from Scott.
On her cell phone?
Yes.
He should be sending them to her email. Why isn't he sending them to her email?
Everyone got comfortable using their own personal cell phones, so it's just we have to change that habit.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
We just need to change that habit. Because if you get it via an email, you can save it, and it won't be, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. One, you're not using their personal cell phones, and two, you can't save it on their cell phones unless they then forward it to their email.
Yeah.
So I would recommend just updating or changing that process.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But they won't need them anyway, eventually, because you won't need snapshots of meters.
Oh, okay, yeah. True.
We'll still get pictures of, you know, funky-looking stuff out there on occasion, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everyone, you know, since before I got here, everyone was using their personal phones for even just inter-office communication. Nobody calls the office line. We all talk to each other on our cell phones.
Okay.
So, but yeah, we'll change that habit.
Yeah, I think that would be good to do. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. So who would we be getting cell phones for? Did we have a list at one time?
We did, and I think it was me,
Andy.
Andy. It would have been Garrett, but should we bother?
Not now.
Okay. Nate? Lucas?
Yep. Does Dennis need one?
I'm just going to say Dennis.
Yeah, I don't know. Does he even have service out there?
I don't know. You could check with him.
Okay.
But if they don't want to have another phone, then we give them $40 a month for a stipend, right? For a cell phone usage.
Mm-hmm. Right, but they have to be able to have, if they get that stipend, then they have to be available on their private phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got to have either our phone that we're paying for from the village for village stuff, or if they don't want another phone,
they're going to receive texts and pictures or whatever.
Be expected to use their private phone if they're getting a stipend for village stuff.
So okay.
I would think.
So they'd have to be in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we'll have to draw one up. Cell phone agreement.
Yes, if they wish to continue to use their personal cell phone.
And they can, so the way it works is, Barton Village will be a FirstNet customer, the village will be. And the Barton Village will kind of own all the phones that are part of FirstNet, okay? So what they can do is if they want to use it for their phone, that's fine. But their number, they're kind of giving up their number to the program if they want to keep their same cell phone number. If they want a totally different one, that's fine, too.
So you're saying still involve them on the FirstNet program. They just use their own personal phone.
No,
they wouldn't be part of it, but they'll be expected. If they want to say, I want to keep my number, they can keep their number.
So if you wanted to keep your number, you'd give that number to FirstNet.
Right, that was my question.
Right.
You're giving your number up to FirstNet.
Yes.
And become making your personal number part of their program.
So instead of having two phones, so then it ends up being their personal phone and their, but what if they got done or something happened and were let go,
then we have to release that phone number. And they're not part of the
project.
And
that's a pain.
That's a pain. Why would we? Yeah, let's not.
It is a total.
That shouldn't be
pain.
And what if they don't get service on their own phone?
They don't get service.
Even if they're on the first net, because isn't it? It's AT&T, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it should have Wi-Fi. So if they can connect to Wi-Fi, they have service.
Let's say, for instance, this is just a for instance. Let's say Nate, he's got a camp in Coventry, doesn't have cell signal, doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but we've already dealt with because we're giving him $40 a month for using his personal cell phone.
Right, but we still can't contact him if something goes wrong because he doesn't have signal.
Well, how do we get a hold of him when he's on call then if we have issues?
Right. So
are we not able to get a hold of him?
No, it was just a for instance. This is not
okay.
An actual
okay.
For instance.
Oh, God. I was going to say, no. He shouldn't go to camp when he's on call.
Right.
Well, no, sorry. Well, I mean, as the wastewater guy, he's pretty much on call all the time. If there's a problem, he's going to get, you know, the alert. But that was just a what if statement.
Gotcha.
Well, we just, one of the electric guys, I mean, it was his private number. He wanted to keep his number. It became... But the village of Orleans paid for it. It became a FirstNet. And then he got done for Orleans. He wants to keep his phone. And it wasn't very hard.
No?
No. I just had to call Sherry and give it.
It's worse
permission.
When you're trying to switch your phone and unlock your phone to another provider.
Oh, probably.
So I think he was staying with AT&T, whatever. So all I had to do was call and release that number to him personally.
And sold him the phone. And, yeah.
But,
well, it was only 99 cents.
Right.
Well, and I'm just going to encourage everybody to get the phone.
Yeah, I would too.
That would just make it so simple.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that way.
But they can.
The number stays the same, too. For whoever, let's say.
Yeah.
No.
Somebody gets done, they pass on
the. They pass on the phone, the number stays
the
same.
Oh, right.
Because
they get a
so,
number.
Yeah.
So they're all going to have two phones on them?
I used to.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I used to for kidneys. I used to.
I mean, I'm going to recommend it. Obviously, I can't make them do.
What does most of your guys do?
We just all have one phone.
Not all of you.
No, there's some newbies that, and they don't answer the other phone. So, yeah, it doesn't work out real well,
yeah.
To be honest.
I don't know if I want to know.
I'll be slapping his ass tonight or tomorrow, don't worry.
Oops.
So, are you? Everyone still opts to use their personal phone instead, even though they have the first net or no?
It is our personal and work
It is
phone.
Your personal and your work phone.
That's
okay.
All I have is that.
Okay, just the one phone.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's
so
unlimited.
So you get the stipend?
No.
Oh, no. So you can use your work phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting confused.
It's unlimited. But I use, it's my personal phone, but the village pays for it and is part of this first net.
Do you have an internal policy about cell phone usage?
Only when you're driving. We recommend it. No.
I'm like, what?
Okay, so.
It took me a minute.
So you don't.
I'm like, huh?
So Orleans Village doesn't try to dictate, like, phone usage, like.
No, because it's
okay.
Unlimited.
Okay. Okay.
And what happens with FirstNet is.
Porn.
No. Well, that's where I was going.
Well,
like, unethical
use.
Yeah.
You have access
like,
to your personal information?
They
like
could probably if I
the
had
village
any,
could if they
if they
wanted
went
to
wanted to get
yeah
stuff,
I
could.
Yeah
it's
but
kind of a
I don't know but everybody
Maryland doesn't do anything wrong
oh,
so, you know?
I mean
bored.
I'm coming from a bigger company that I worked for we paid for cell phones too and I mean we would get all of the call logs and we had a pretty strict cell phone use policy and. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't.
It could get kind of sticky with some of these guys and what they would look up on their phones during work time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like how you chose the word sticky.
Okay, I want to move forward with it, though. We need to move
yeah,
forward
we will.
On it. Okay. What about, where's my other note here? How's training going?
Good.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Well, that's good. That's good.
It's a lot.
I had popped in on Friday?
Yep.
Last week?
Friday.
Friday. I had to come pay my water bill on my rental because I forgot that it was due right off. So anyway, I popped in and we had a good conversation. We talked about the office, maybe revamping it, making it a little bit more welcoming, more friendly for our customers. Desk setup. Amy, I guess, was interested in moving to the front office.
I don't mind, yeah, going either front or where the safe is.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I meant, not front. Oh, I meant okay.
That's the middle office to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I say that's part of the front, but yeah, anyway. So we talked about that, and then Crystal was here too, which was beneficial. I asked Crystal to show Amy and to get with them to go over the task list that I had to ask Crystal to create for us, because I don't want something to get missed, because I think Crystal has done a lot behind the scenes that we aren't aware of, and that's a lot. And I just didn't want anything to get missed. And as you saw the email, Crystal's list was... So I asked the three of them to maybe get together and go through it and discuss it.
I haven't seen it.
She didn't send it to you?
No, okay. We haven't made any movement on it. Friday was pretty busy, but...
No, I thought Crystal said she was going to send it to Gina.
No, Crystal was going to send it to you. She sent it to me. Have it. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I'll find it.
Yeah. Because I think there's certain things we can divvy out to that maybe belong better in one person's hands than the others. So,
yep. So then you guys can sit down and decipher that, who should be responsible and whatnot. I mean, obviously, like I said, cross-training, you know, when it comes to, you know, payroll and that kind of thing, AP warrants and stuff, but financial stuff really is your baby now. But cross-training would be good because you're going to, you know, want time off or, you know, and vice versa. So so that's where we are with that. I thought that was a good conversation. I didn't know if you guys had any feedback or anything on it. You guys have a good plan?
I mean, we've been talking about it ever since you got here a little bit, just casually, because I had my thoughts too when I first got here and just haven't been able to free up the time, I guess, to make it happen. And now that we have extra people, Andy's going on vacation in a week, which means I'll have Garrett that I can use in the office because there's not much going on out there right now. So I think we can make some real headway on that.
That'd be nice.
When Andy goes away, is Garrett got the beeper?
Yes.
He does?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, for on-call stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then during the conversation with Crystal, she had indicated that she was willing to stay on one day a week for a while to help with the transition and to be available for any questions and whatnot. And so I was just curious, because she's retiring from VEPSA, would that be part of our VEPSA contract, or is she going to be a contracted consultant that we are going to be paying for one day a week? Do we know?
It'll be through VEPSA, and it'll be only her hourly rate. She won't get any benefits. So it's the current hourly rate that we pay VEPSA for her, minus benefits.
So now I think we do, like, is it 85?
I think that's, yeah.
So it'll be less than that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that includes benefits, that 85?
It does not, yeah. The 85 does include benefits. Yeah, she will not be receiving anymore.
So
what rate would it be then?
I don't know.
I think that's weird that she's retiring from VEPSA, but she's still going to...
She's just still staying on VEPSA's payroll for ease.
So she's probably staying on per diem to be available.
Okay.
Which a lot of people do, and a lot of companies allow it. Some don't, but that makes more sense to me now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think they're probably just... I think it's easier for her to go through VEPSA. That's what she's comfortable with.
And she's already an employee there instead of setting everything up.
She doesn't have to switch things over. And I think they're probably just doing it for ease for us.
That makes sense to me, because I was thinking, how's that going to work? Because I thought she was like just retiring and done and was just going to be a consultant or whatever for us. But okay, that makes sense. Do you have any questions?
Well, I'm
about
glad
that? Yeah.
I mean, I feel like she would always answer questions, like she'd pick up the phone,
yeah,
but there is no way that she can in part the amount of knowledge that she has.
Oh.
Like in such a short period of time.
Right.
That'd be years. Year, literally years to get up to a crystal.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that you're aware, but I just wanted to bring it up and see where you're at, because mm-hmm. I know Crystal sent an email today about that $11,500 mm-hmm. grant. Mm-hmm. I just wondered where we're at, because it sounds like there is a... Well, let me go back. Well, maybe you saw it. Did Orleans get an email from some Elise?
Oh, on that thing that we were talking about last
yep.
meeting.
That's the exact same thing, yeah.
Okay.
Grants and Aid Award.
Mm-hmm.
We did. And we are on... Well, to switch it a little bit, Orleans is on that list as well, that we haven't given them documentation. But how this grant works is it's pretty specific to what it covers for you to do. And we Orleans will fill one out, but there's nothing that the state of Vermont comes in for whatever this program covers that Orleans can do. Where Barton must have a pre-approved project that they say, yep, this is exactly what this money is for.
So you get it, but you don't use it.
We don't get it. We apply for the grant, so we are approved for it, but we have nothing...
That qualifies
for what we could use it for. So, and it has to be pre-approved. So I'm assuming Barton must have gotten pre-approved?
We did. This is for 2023, Grants and Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got pre-approved, and that was for the Pageant Park ditching that happened last summer or spring. And then I think Route 16 Eastern Avenue, there was ditching on there. So we just need to supply the documentation because Andy has done some of that ditching that should qualify.
Right in front of our house, I guess. Is that what he's...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
That was done 2023, not 2024.
I think the date was this September that everything had to be done by.
Right.
Oh, okay. So it did go into 2024.
Right. So with COVID the flood. They extended it out a year for you to be compliant with it.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little confusing.
Yeah. So we just need to submit the documentation by the end of December.
Okay.
So.
Well, no, it had to be done.
The work had to be done by September 30th. But the documentation, they're accepting it through December.
I thought it was the reporting deadline was done. They extended it.
They extended it to December. I think the work had to be done,
mm-hmm.
but they've extended the work to
so
December.
The awards have expired as of September 30th. Projects that you may have completed prior to 9/30, please understand we can accept reimbursement requests for this grant up to December 31st.
Yep.
So, yes, we have until 12/31 to do it.
And we'll get that all taken care of before he goes on vacation.
Which is when?
Next week.
Andy goes on vacation next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this will be done by the end of next week, or by this week, end of this week?
This week, yeah.
Okay, and do we know... how much of the 11.5 we're going to get? Do we have enough to... Is it only those only two projects?
Yes, those are the two projects that were listed. Those are the ones that Andy had chosen to do for that grant.
So it's not finding a project to do like you said on Friday. We've already got the project.
That's 2024.
Oh, okay. So applying for 2024
now
for projects next year.
No. So 2023, that's the 11.5.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So he had to choose projects to do. They mm-hmm. had to get pre-approved by the state, and then we move forward. So that's fine. They applied for 2024 in 2023, and they're telling us I think her name was Ashley Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
I had contacted her to get clarification between the two grants because I was confused about which one was which.
Mm-hmm.
2024, she came back and told me that Barton never actually chose a project.
Okay.
And I don't know about that. So I need to figure out where we are with that one.
That would be Andy.
Yeah, it would have been up to us to choose a project.
Mm-hmm.
The application, I wasn't part of it. So I need to find out from him if he did choose a project, because I do have some emails from late last summer going back and forth between me and Ashley Andrews, but I just want to make sure that the emails that I have don't pertain to 2023 instead.
Right. Okay.
So I need to clarify with Andy.
This is offered every single year.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we already applied for 2025.
This is what I was asking about last time.
Yes.
Yes.
That
yep.
one.
This is 100%
I just couldn't remember the name of it.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So as long as you get with Andy and you're going to buy the, before he goes on vacation, to close out this grant for 2023. And then when he gets back, are you going to get with him to figure out what's happening for 2024 so we don't miss out?
Well, we can figure that out this week too.
You're going to?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
What was the name of the grant?
Grants in Aid.
Grants.
Municipal Grants in Aid.
Okay. Thanks. That helps me to better understand it.
Yeah, it took me a bit to
So do we have
separate
a whole list
two.
Of things in Barton Village that are approved by the state that can fit in this grant in Aid?
As
or?
Far as I know, Andy goes through and just chooses a project and puts it to them. And part of the requirement is that it has to be a hydraulically connected road.
Mm-hmm.
And that literally means every road in the village. So you have to do some kind of work on those roads. And by I can't even say it right. Hydraulically connected. Hydraulically connected. That means that at some point the runoff leads to a body of water.
Wow.
So every road in this village qualifies.
So is that why Orleans has a hard time finding a project that fits?
As far as my understanding of this grant goes, it has to be hydraulically connected.
You got the river.
So.
That's true. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Do they often reject Orleans, like, project ideas, or? Because Andy's just been doing ditching, and ditching they say yes to.
They came and looked all over, because we've applied, you know, we have them, they've been approved, but they came and looked at stuff, and they couldn't find anything that would fit into what they wanted for the project. So.
Interesting.
Did we receive the full $11,500?
No, you do it when you submit your documentation for it. So we've gotten the first half of it, basically. We've already been paid out on the stuff that he did for Pageant Park. Those expenses were submitted, I think, right before I got here. And so we've been paid out on that. So now we have to submit the documentation for the rest.
How much more is that going to be?
I have to double check, but I think the cost of the Pageant Park came up to be like $7,000. So.
Good.
And that included like all the stone, his and Garrett's time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because your time can be part of it.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Are you still meeting? Are you going to Orleans or have you?
I haven't.
We had talked about it Friday and you said that you were going to get with her. I just didn't know.
Well,
if,
Crystal
you're
said
both
no,
here.
So I was didn't know what to.
Oh, because Crystal said she had a lot. Yeah, but Crystal's not here 5 days a week. So.
No. And she'll send me stuff. And I mean, if I can get. What do you want me to do? Here.
I don't know. I want you to understand the system. What is it called?
NEMRIC.
Thank you. Because you've even said that you would like to learn more of it.
My gripes with NEMRIC are a little bit different. I just don't like it as a system, but...
It's not going anywhere.
It's
though,
not
so
going anywhere.
Out,
exactly.
So.
Exactly. So I might as well become the NEMRIC guru.
A lot of tutorial videos on their website that I would love to just spend. I want to go through each one and go through that and watch it. You know, reporting and stuff. You guys can pull off a report because you've done it 7,000 times, but when you look at the screen, it's like reading Greek.
Right.
So,
as far as you coming to Orleans, you know, to shadow or watch, 100% behind whatever works for you.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever works.
I mean, I've got trainings that I want to take in the next couple of weeks, and she's been doing the public utility accounting
training. One more
training.
Session on the public utility accounting. But maybe what I'll do is figure out what days Crystal is going to come. And I think this week is just Friday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not sure.
Oh, yeah, because today was a holiday for her.
And then maybe a couple of days, you know, split it out.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to get together and between the two of us make like a good map of all the grants out there.
Yes.
And work on applying for those.
Yes. So. I think I sent an email
you
today.
Did. You did.
Yeah.
This. I'd like to know what is in the past, what's pending in the past, so I can start preparing for future, but also know what we've got going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And how many.
One thing I just wanted to talk about, too, is we're going to be starting to borrow money for the hydro thing. And I don't know how we are with the rate increase. Like, I don't, you know, we've predicted it's going to be so much percent for the hydro. I would just like to do little increments at a time so that we're not waiting until everything's paid for and done, and then we're like, okay, now we need a rate increase, so that it's not such a slam for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seems though we're always picking up the milk after it's spilled. Like, we know this is coming. You know, do we go in for a 2% rate increase?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, down the road when we're spending more of this $3 million, another percent increase, just kind of have it gradual, then
be ahead of it.
Right. Then bam, this full.
That makes sense.
Because we're going to be spending the money going forward. So I don't know. It was just a thought that I had.
No,
that's good planning.
Yeah. Make it less painful for people
overall. Right. And then when you guys are doing, you know, your water and sewer rates, maybe the same type of thing, like just yearly, and, you know, we're not going to do them if you don't need them, but everybody's salary goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Every
benefits
go up. Mm-hmm. And if you could just kind of, like, not say, oh, we need a 10% rate increase because we've fallen behind, is just know that all this stuff is going up, and if you could just do little increments, I don't know.
No, and you're right. And I can't remember which ordinance it is, it's either water or sewer, but one of them does say that these rates need to be reviewed annually by the board.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be a schedule that we get on and do.
Right.
So,
because for me personally, with, you know, my bills and that type of thing, if it just goes up a little, you can...
It's not such a big
hit.
Right.
It's like,
you know,
all of a sudden
10% all at once.
Yeah.
Right.
More.
You look at it and think, okay, well, that's just one less Starbucks I get this month versus that's my grocery budget.
And for Starbucks, you don't have a Starbucks.
You know, we're always doing it, seems though, after the fact.
Yeah, I don't like
it. If it could just kind of, you know, this is...
I agree. It tastes good.
Sorry.
You know.
I'm listening to you.
So it was just a thought that if we could do it in little increments...
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because nothing goes down in a year.
Right.
You know.
That's true.
It was just a thought.
It's a good
A dozen eggs. $6.59. I'm like, what?
For a dozen eggs?
A dozen eggs.
I spent $5.50.
Were they golden?
They went back, right back down.
I haven't cracked them open yet, but there better be a ring in it or something. Crazy.
They're expensive.
Like, and I eat a lot of eggs because I do keto, but...
And I know the electric, I think the Public Utility Commission has passed that they want you to do these little increments.
Yeah,
they do.
Instead of going for a full rate, rate
now,
increase.
Isn't there I thought it was up to 2%. You didn't have to go through PUC.
You do have to go through them, but it's like going through the fast checkout line.
Yeah.
Right, it's much easier to
process. It's an abbreviated process.
Do you have to go to vote for every increase?
No. You don't have to go for
any
increase as far as that goes.
Well, we just did for the hydros because it's a bond vote. Because it's $3 million.
So they weren't approving the rate increase. They were approving the financing for the hydro, which, unfortunately, would come with a rate increase.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
What I'm saying, instead of waiting until you know, a year from now when everything's in place, maybe just do a little one now. Mm-hmm. And then in 6 months, maybe a year.
As long as we factor that in for when the project is done and we estimate what the increase has to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And say it's 6% and we've already gotten 6%, then we shouldn't have to go for another one for another year or
right.
whatever.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. I'll contact
the department. I mean, you have to, you know, you can't just go to the Public Utility Commission and say, yep, we're getting 2.5% with no backup. You have
just
to have, you know, you got to have, what do they call it?
Reason.
I can't think of the term that they use.
Yeah.
Your expenses have to be real.
Yeah, they have to be reasonable, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And, justified.
Mm-hmm. But to me, it would just make sense to, you know, but just a thought.
Okay.
All right. Executive session. Do we have anything for legal action? I do have something for personnel I want to do. It won't take very long.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a motion at 8:42 that we'll go into executive session under personnel 1 VSA State Statute 313A3.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Cool.
So Barton Bakery closes tomorrow or today.
So
wait, what?
Yes, there was on. Are we off?
No, sorry.
8:58 coming out of executive session. No action has been taken. I place a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.